Log Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Hello, gang. Welcome to Soul Fantasy Radio. I'm your lovable BBW flirt, Miss La Crush Hearts. And we are here. We are ready. We are not queer. Let me go ahead and bring in my co-host. But before I do that, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Hey, girl, you know, our economy's in the toilet, but I'm still going to treat you right.
I said you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like.
You
like.
Yeah,
Hey, girl, you know, our economy's in the...
Now, I know that didn't win.
That did win.
I want to see the numbers.
Alright, it didn't technically win, you know. But let me tell you what the numbers are. See how they changed since we last. Alright, yeah, same thing.
Oh, and by the way, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to a big Tuesday night on the Phone Fantasy Radio front. This is your one and only Black reporter. If Crush doesn't,
we're not closing yet.
No, I know.
You're getting ahead of yourself. We ain't trying to end the show. It only been 3 minutes.
I know.
Anyway, folks, what are we talking about? We are talking about Black Reporter's new theme song. As you know, we have a poll up on our website on www.phonefantasyradio.com, and we have 5 songs that you can choose from. The first song being Clarence Carter, Strokin'. Don't know what it sounds like? Well, here I go.
When I start making love, I don't just make love, I be stroking. That's what I be doing. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. I be stroking.
Yeah. My first favorite, of course.
The personal favorite, yes, and it's actually ahead with 38%. So,
ooh, it's getting out.
Option number 2, following second place with 23%, is the Love Boat theme song. Don't know how I go? Here I go.
Exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you and love. Life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It floats back to you. Hurt anymore.
Wow.
All right. Two things just happened. One, my computer froze. And two, I just had a brainstorm. All right.
Huh? Nothing. Never mind.
What?
Nothing.
So what you laughing at? You laugh for a reason.
Like
okay.
Those were major things. We
huh?
move on. Like those were major things. We move on.
Okay. it was. We have technical difficulties right now. Okay, folks. Until my computer unfreezes itself, let me tell you what I just brainstormed about. Well, Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to get a haircut. And I got a haircut. Right?
True.
Black Reporter. It's a new theme song. So why don't La Crush get a new theme song? So I think.
Finish the sentence.
Huh?
Finish the sentence.
Finish my sentence.
Yes.
So I think I'm going to get myself a new theme song. The current intro for the show that y'all hear, I actually purchased. Shout out to that website. You know, they make intros and things like that. But I want to customize the intro. I want an intro with my name in it. So I think I'm gonna get myself an intro, right?
Okay.
So, if you was to describe me, what song would come to your head, Black Reporter?
Hot Chocolate, or
yeah.
Well, actually, that's a band. There's a band called Hot Chocolate, and You Sexy Thing.
I
know it's a little bit before your time, but that was, I mean, you know, I believe in miracles. Where you from? You sexy thing.
Oh, so now you believe I'm your miracle? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I said, so now you believe I'm your miracle?
Well. I'll feed the fifth on that one.
Now, you already know they think we're having an affair. So
true.
So, feed the fifth, they're going to be like, yeah, he feels some type of way.
True.
You want to be a Black Reporter?
Moving on.
He's finally irresistible. Don't move on. Ew, got you giggling like I'm a schoolgirl. Come on, Black Reporter. Tell the world. Remember, we're global.
True.
They say the internet connection can listen to us.
Who do we have listening tonight?
What with speakers.
Huh?
Let's try to change the subject. But anyway, that's the only song you suggest?
That's the first thing that comes to my mind. I'm trying to think of something because you're a dark-skinned lady, something that fits with chocolate.
Why? That's not all the qualities I have.
No, it's not, but, you know.
I don't know. That's what you're attracted to?
Yeah.
My dark-skinnedness. That's all I could bring to the table?
No, it's not all you can bring to the table, my dear. No, it's not all you can bring to the table.
Oh, but that's all you're attracted to?
No.
What else are you attracted to?
We already finished half the job, my dear.
Huh?
We've still got a couple of songs to play.
I know, but don't try to change the subject. I'm trying to change the subject. So what else are you attracted to, Black Reporter?
The fact that you're a BBW. But then, at the same time, we are technically in the world of BBWs, you know. Most of the men on here are all BBW lovers. So, and we make no apologies for it whatsoever.
You mean most of the men wear?
On this show, you know.
On this show.
Yeah, I said most. Didn't say all.
We don't know that. There's only one other man on here. There's only one man on here right now.
Me.
Exactly. But anyway, all right, folks. So we did two songs, right? First song was Stroking, because Black Reporter be stroking. by Clarence Carr, which is actually currently in the lead for his new theme song, which is not bad. I mean, I can't play with you with that one. Yeah, I can play with you on that one. All right. And then we had the second choice, Black Reporter's theme, option number two, the Love Boat theme song. And for the Black Reporter theme song, option number three is Tom Jones. Not Unusual, and that is currently in, actually, wow, hold on now, wait, I'm stepping beyond myself, okay, my bad, all right, so the first, okay, I did this wrong, in the lead with 38% is Clarence Carter Stroking, second place is 23% is the Love Boat theme song, and actually in third place with 15%, guess.
Wait, 50 or 15?
15.
Okay.
Guess.
Tom Jones.
Nope.
Who?
Knight Rider.
Oh.
All right. And,
okay.
Yeah, and then currently in fourth place is actually how we started off the evening for Black Reporter.
Hey, girl, you know, our economy's in the toilet, but I'm still going to treat you right.
I said you can have whatever you like. You like. I said you can have whatever you like. You like. Yeah, yeah. Tater tots, hold up on ice. And we can clip coupons all night. And baby, you can have whatever.
Last
place, Tom Jones. It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual.
You've heard all the options, 1 to 5, Clarence Carter Stroking, the Love Boat theme song, the Knight Rider theme song, Weird Al, whatever you like, Tom Jones, Not Unusual. If you would like to cast your vote, please visit www.phonefantasyradio.com. Unfortunately, I gotta go fix that because I forgot the poll had ended. So if you want to end it on that note, Clarence Carter will be your last, will be your Clarence Carter Stroking will actually be your theme song. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
What you think? Yeah.
The resurgence in Tom Jones does not carry over to our audience, evidently.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, more power to him, but we're gonna go into this good old music set, and then we're gonna come back, and we are going to talk about something, Black Reporter.
Yeah, right. We'll find something to talk about. There's a lot to talk about.
All right.
Fallen from grace by Joanne Stevens. Ladies, what did you do? Oh, yes, this poem was written for you. Many with the push-up bras showing through their tees, or some with no bra with their breasts to their knees. Have you forgotten that you are a queen? You don't need to enhance yourself using saline. Too many of you feel the need to show skin. You must remember that true beauty comes from within. You're walking down the street with a visible thong. Did you not check your mirror to see it was wrong? And oh yes, since I am talking about the back, what's up with you ladies showing all that crack? Some of your skirts are way above your knees. For those that are not fit, show their cottage cheese. Ew. You may think I'm harsh from the looks of it, but buy your clothes and make sure they fit.
Okay.
Damn. Don't get something because it's the latest style when your belly is hanging over your pants for a mile.
Yeah.
You can still be sexy and show some class if you cover up more and show less of your ass. You know a man would only treat you by what he can see. You know the saying, why buy the cow when the milk is free? Some of you crying out for marriage. You know damn well you can't get any man with your hair looking like cabbage. Some of you walk down the street in a great big rush. But wait a minute. Yeah, I never saw a brush. Just looking around and see my statements are true. And if you don't see it, that means this was for you. Think twice, ladies, and take a look at your face. Are you that woman that has fallen from grace?
Not even.
So you know everything about your lover. Wanna bet?
Thank you.
own Fantasy Radio with LaCrush Hearts and Black Reporter, giving you the music and the talk you want.
I am the Alpha Negro, the spoken word superhero, the anti-zero. Been in and out the Matrix so many times, so they don't call me Eric anymore. You see, they just refer to me as Neo. My suicidal thoughts are anorexic, so that makes me a starving artist. Temptation never takes a vacation, and the flesh is weak. But my woman loves me for me, so 7 days a week, I'm trying my hardest. And regardless of my broken promises, the Lord continues to pardon my behavior. And like that dude from the X-Men, yo, I got skills, and I'm in a chair. So call me the spoken word version of Professor Xavier. Yo, my spider sense is tingling. I see whack poets in the back of the spot mingling, trying to corrupt the mic with kryptonite, but yo, that don't faze me, cause I ain't Superman. You see, this Dark Knight gets the crowd hype with or without a mic every time I come into a spot, cause my skills are Superman. Tavis Brunson said that a million CDs sold means we reached a million needy souls. And I wholeheartedly believe that a poet with more fans than foes has his mindset on lofty goals. And some of these preachers and pastors are just modern day pimps without corners and holes. And Sean Bell got shot 50 times for an imaginary crime, but this ain't nothing new when you're talking about New York City's boys in blue. Click, click, bang. They shot him down. Click, click, bang. Another innocent black man hits the ground and a not guilty verdict is found. See, I endoscoped the whole situation and had enough common sense to give you 50 cents, cause your entire G-Unit views us as a public enemy. We're not bad boys, just outcasts forming a goody mob, torching Josh and Angie Stones on a microphone, creating death jams, bringing souls back to life. We be the last poets singing Langston's blues, rocking Nikki Giovanni suits with a Sonia Sanchez hue, getting you high off of Gil Scott Heron, making you jump back to the past so you can skip to this generation's Maya Angelou. And I be that 10-year-old playing Grand Theft Auto, waiting to go to jail, hoping that the Resident Evil doesn't hit the restart button, cause this Xbox 360 don't belong to me. But I keep fighting, and cats like me keep writing, cause ignorant lost souls keep biting off that apple from Viacom's dumb it down tree. And for every soul they take, yo, I'ma save three. And for every role model they break, yo, I'ma make you see through poetry that we be like babies, kids, see. We don't die, we multiply. We live in a chocolate city with a vanilla sky, chasing the American dream with a dope fiend's high. And the truth of the matter is, yo, we don't even know why. And me, I'm just walking through wastelands, waiting and watching, looking for a sign. Spitting my thesis in the form of these poetic pieces, just trying to kill time. Just trying to feed my mind from a madman's jail. It's like my third eye went blind, and I'm reading this entire piece to you right now in Braille. On the borders of hell, with my soul on an auction block up for sale. Traded for a brand new hot piece, a crowd showing me mad love, and his half-eaten cup of fruit cocktail.
Welcome back. I'm LaCrush Hearts, and this is Phone Fantasy Radio. We just finished another music set. We started off with Black Poet with Falling From Grace. And after that, we played Toni Braxton, Spoken in Sleep. Then we heard Black Reporter. And that was actually Erica Moore, a spoken word artist from Atlanta, Georgia. You can find him on Reverb Nation. And the name of that piece was called Fruit Cocktail. Black Reporter!
Yes, ma'am.
Wake up.
I'm here.
All right, Black Reporter. So before we get into the next music set, what do we need to update the people about?
Well, first of all, always update the people about the phone number, which is 347-989-0767. That number again is 347-989-0767. If you want to get on the air, you will hear the intro phone, Blog Talk Radio. And if you want to join us on the air, just press the little one, and McCrush will see you raise your hand and everything, figuratively. And, you can join us here in the conversation. The other thing is we also have our Phone Fantasy Radio hotline, which you can call 24/7 and leave us a little shout-out or a little blurb, or if you got a birthday or somebody has a birthday coming up that you want us to talk about online, or if you got a request or you got a suggestion or whatever, or just want to speak your mind, that number is 347-855-7372. That number, again, is 347-855-7372. Like I said, you can call that 24/7, so you can feel free to call that at any time during the day or night. And we've got a couple of contests coming up during the month of August. Well, we've got a contest during later on in the month of August. That will be our 10-10-10-4-10-15, and Crush will go over that in a few minutes. And also we have our anniversary, not anniversary, but our BBW celebration in November, which we're plotting out and everything and going through. And Lil Crush will tell you more about those.
Yes, as Black Reporter mentioned, we have a contest. Yay! I know, I'm going to get some sound effects. What does our contest consist of? Well, the 10 and 10. The 10 and 10. The Phone Fantasy Radio 10 and 10 monthly contest. You can win $10 by listening to Phone Fantasy Radio Live. To participate, you just need 1. To tune in and listen to Phone Fantasy Radio Live. 2. Call in when we say to. Live at 347-989-0767. 3. Answer 10 trivia questions correctly. That's all it takes.
And the one catch of the whole thing is you got to answer them within 15 minutes. Also, the trivia questions will be mostly trivia questions, but to keep you on your toes, one of the questions in the group will be about Phone Fantasy Radio that you can only get by listening to us.
Pretty much. That's how we roll. All right, let me go over that again. Phone Fantasy Radio's 10 and 10. It's actually called 10 and 10 and 10 and 10. We actually give you a plus 5 minutes because one of the questions you cannot find nowhere on the internet. It will be about the current show that you hear on Phone Fantasy Radio Live. So, to make it fair, I'm going to do this for you. To make it fair, I'm going to put the date out that we do our contest, right? And I'm going to ask you a question about the show previous before that date. How about that? I'll let you know in advance. I'll let you know in advance. So say an example. This is just an example. Say the show is Thursday. I'll tell you, listen to the show today. And I'll say some weird, unknown, crazy old fact. Like, the crush, you're crazy. Right? And then we're going to ask you about it on Thursday. And now how can you call up to, listen, this is what we're going to do. After a certain time, which I think is going to be 10 p.m., we will clear the lines. Everybody get off, even Black Reporter, because I'll be cheating. No, Black Reporter, you can stay. And whoever calls in after we say the number, it's going to be a delay. So whoever calls in at that time, at 10 p.m., the day of the contest, whoever calls in will be our first contestant. So they will win. They will have the opportunity to win 10 and 10. 10 and 10. 10 and 10.
Sounds like a winner.
Sound like a winner?
Sounds like a winner.
Reporter, do you think our question will be easy enough for these people?
One more time?
Do you think our questions should be easy enough for these people?
They're going to be general trivia questions, yeah.
They're going to be general questions, but let me tell y'all this. The first contest, because it is, our first contest, I might dumb it out for you. Just saying. I might do that.
I, you know, I would like to say that our audience is a little bit more mature and a little bit more intelligent than most other audiences.
I'm sure they are. No, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to dumbfound them or anything like that. I'm not going to say I'm going to ask them what 2 plus 2 is now. Please give me more credit. But our question is going to be more like, let's say, pop culture or current culture than, you know, just random weirdo facts like we do.
Exactly.
That's what I mean by that. That's what I mean by that. Will they be multiple choice? No. I think we're going to have a variety. We'll have a multiple choice question. We'll have a true and false question. We'll have a history question. You know, we'll blend it up, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds like a winner.
Huh?
Sounds like a winner.
Yeah. I think we'll do it up. Anyway, you're listening to Soul Fantasy Radio. Now, what was the second thing that we was going to? Oh, yeah. Okay. In November 2010 will be Soul Fantasy Radio's BBW/BHM Appreciation Month. What does BBW and BHM stands for? BBW stands for Big Beautiful Women, and BHM stands for Big Handsome Men. This will be the time for us to showcase and highlight our plus size counterparts, friends, I should say our plus size friends, family, and all those that are basically trying to put BBW, BHM on the front. On the forefront, I should say. And we're going to celebrate them. We're going to have a different guest every week. We're going to have different contest prizes and everything. Now, be aware, my birthday is in the month of November, and the holiday season starts in November. We have Thanksgiving. And what else? So... But I'm going to plan it out. I'm working on it now. I'm putting together a list of people that you may want to hear me interview or have on the show. If you know of a local business that are BBW friendly, BHM friendly, please send an email to soulfantasyradio@gmail.com with their contact information, website, telephone number, anything of a nature, whether it's a nail salon, whether it's a bakery.
Bakery.
I'm just kidding. Bakery.
Okay.
You know, whether it's a clothing store, whether it's an online store, you know, just business that just happened to be BBW friendly.
Okay.
You know, specially made shoes or special type of robes or something like that, then definitely hit me up. If you have a friend or you know somebody that's in business and they cater to the plus size community, then please send us an email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, so we may contact these people and look into this establishment affair. Black Reporter.
Ma'am.
We had Phone Fantasy Radio's Trifling Week last week. We ended it on Friday. 4-hour special episodes. We did 2 2-hour shows on Friday. We did our regular shows on Thursdays and Tuesdays. Tuesdays and Thursdays. So
yeah, we were working it.
We was working it, and today we freestyling it. So if you was to sum up last week, all the episodes, all of the fun things that we did, how would you describe it? How would you think the experience went?
I would say the experience went very well. I was relatively pleased in how it went and everything. And I would really like, you know, other than the fact that we need more callers to call in and let us know how they feel and everything, and that will come with time and everything. But I think it was wonderful. I think it was wonderful.
I know too.
And what was that?
Huh?
What did you say?
I said I do too.
Good.
Good. Give me a second here.
Once again, folks, 347-989-0767, 347-989-0767.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I just want to say, oh, yes, I mean, now you blast it. I mean, it wasn't like we couldn't hear you. Oh, please, 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 please.
That's payback, Nika.
Okay, okay. But anyway,
on Fantasy Radio, I'm your favorite BBW flirt, Miss LaCrush Hart, with my co-host, Black Reporter. And we're about to go ahead into this music set. And then when we come back, me and Black Reporter are going to tell you some other good stuff. Sound like a play, Black Reporter?
That sounds about right.
Looking at my generation, it seems to me that too many of us have been clubbed into apathy. Enclosed in an atmosphere of darkness, punctuated with bright flashes, we gorge on potions and pills that pay lip service to bliss, yet ultimately empty stomachs and pockets and minds. Surrounded by a discordant din that distracts from conversation and contemplation, conducive only to a mechanical flailing of limbs. I want to throw the switch, flood beams into troglodytic eyes grown accustomed to seeing without light. I want to usurp the DJ booth, crossfade into a long-forgotten silence. Hold the mic to my heart and let it beat through the PA. I want to kick open the exits and lead the crowd into the crisp night air so I can draw their focus to the stars. Those countless points of stationary brilliance, constellations of hope painted on a black sky. And I want to remind them, listen to yourselves, listen to each other, prepare to embrace dawn's inevitable horizon.
Thought you were so wild. do. Told me how them hoes be. Straight OC. Oh. Try to set Ja up. Now she know me. End up like Karu. Oh. But no cold D's. It's the truth. When you raised over OZs, only raw for you. It's the aura. Yo, it's awful. Now she trying to say that kid mine is gonna cost you. Never forced you, but named it clean. Can't respect your hustle. Life ain't a gimmick. Like the night I was in it. Love was love. Room full of lies. Smoke freaked on a high note. Now she cry broke. Hate to kill your high hopes. Just ask me, yo. Don't try to get live. Hoes, scams ain't for stroke. Plans ain't for flow. Besides, I ride rough. You just ain't a pro. Tip pain to grow. No game to know. That look to you ain't mine. What you say, y'all?
No, it ain't mine.
Ain't
mine. I got stupid on my head. Black Reporter.
What? Yes, ma'am. One thing I was getting ready to say was that I'm very impressed with our spoken word artists. They are mind-blowing, to say the least, and they sit here and make you think, for sure.
And you asked, Crush, where do you find these wonderful poets at? Well,
pardon
me? Them on Reverb Nation.
Repeat that again.
I said, they're asking, where did I find these wonderful poets at? And a lot of them actually have shows right here on Blog Talk Radio as well. You can check out Eric Moore's show during the day, actually, at around noon Eastern time, for 2 hours. His show is called Verbal Ink Radio. Awesome show. He showcased poets. He plays some good music and always have decent conversations. So y'all may want to check him out. And his chat room is always banging. I'm going to check him out, Verbal Ink Radio. And also check out other hot shows that we have listed on our website at www.phonefantasyradio.com. For an example, our good friend down in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I said it, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, our good friend Miss PG, always comes fly through every now and then. She got an awesome show called The Sidebar Show. It's like a true Midwest showdown. They are definitely putting Milwaukee on the map. Mrs. PG putting the stain in. She's like Superwoman doing 8 things at one time. She definitely wears many hats. It's a true free-for-all show. You thought V was a free-for-all show. She is definitely a free-for-all show, free-form. You come there, you can be yourself, you can discuss any and everything. You know, take a moment, brighten your night, and check out. Tune in every night at midnight Eastern time, 12 a.m., 11 p.m. Central time. The call-in number, 347-637-1026. Once again, 347-637-1026. Check out the sidebar show with Mrs. PG. You can also check out other hot shows. Once again, like I said, listed on our radio station, www.phonefantasyradio.com. Would you like to be featured on Phone Fantasy Radio website? Well, send me an email. Let me go check out your show, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. We all about networking around here. Now, let me shut up and let me go ahead and bring in these hot, hot people from the 803, our favorite princess. What's up, princess? Your late ass.
I know. Hey, Crush, reporter.
Princess,
everybody.
My baby.
And we also going to bring in the 2 to the 2 to the 5.
Lady C.
What's up,
hi.
Lady C?
Hello.
2 to the 2 to the 5. Our trifling mofo of the week contest winner. What's up, Lady C?
Oh,
so bring your triflingness in here.
Oh, that's all go.
One thing you will learn about Lady C is that she's got a giggling attack, and she loves to giggle.
All right, Black.
All right, so. All right, folks. So let me go around. Okay, so I was telling people about our 10 and 10 contest. I don't know if you heard about our 10 and 10 contest. excuse me. Our monthly 10 and 10 contest starts this month. I'm going to give y'all an estimate. It's going to be within the next 3 weeks. I know I'm not right. I know. I'm just not right. It's not in my bones to be right. It's not in my bones to be right. Okay. Y'all asked what's Phone Fancy Radio's 10 and 10 monthly contest. You can win $10 by listening to Phone Fancy Radio Live. That's right. Me and Black Reporter are going to put $5 together, and we're going to give it to you. But here's a catch to it. How can you be a part of this? Well, only 3 things you need to do. 1, tune in and listen to Full Face Radio Live every Tuesday at 9 p.m. and every Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then, one day, I'm going to just tell y'all that the following day is time for the contest. Then I'm going to tell y'all at 10 p.m. that night, whatever date that I say, 10 p.m. that night, call in live to 347-989-0767. Call in live, 347-989-0767. And then the last thing you have to do to get that $10 is basically answer 10 trivia questions correctly. That's all it takes. One of those questions is going to be about the show previous, the Full Fantasy Radio, and the other 9 questions are going to be general knowledge questions. Like, so you got to brush up on yourself. Like, the NBA team, Lakers, moved to Los Angeles from where?
Ah, that's a good one.
I don't know. And so forth and so forth. Okay, so about which president's nickname was Dutch? Do you know Black Reporter?
Yes, I do.
Who?
Dutch Reagan.
Mm-hmm. And before that, what's the question? What's the answer?
Minneapolis.
Yeah, Black Reporter knows. I guess it must be good. But then again, Black Reporter is a weirdo.
What?
You know I love you. So basically that's how it's going to go down. We're going to go here. We're going to have, like I said, a slew of different questions. Some of them will be multiple choice. Some of them will be true or false. Some of them will be dumbed out. Like, what, LaCrush? I knew that. Some of them may be a little hard. But there's a catch. You only got 10 minutes to answer all 10 questions. And I'll give you an extra 5 minutes because the question about Full Fancy Radio Live. So there you go. 15 minutes altogether to answer your 10 questions. That's what it is. You get $10. I can email it to you. I can mail it to you. I will not Western Union to you. I can PayPal it to you. I can get you a gift card. You want an e-gift card somewhere? You want a Target card instead? You know, I'll let you know. We'll talk about that on the sidelines. But that's how it
is. Or you can donate to Phone Fancy Radio to help our
right Our monthly stream, our live stream, which is down right now because I don't have $10. I'm giving it to y'all. So it's down right now. My live stream is down right now because I'm giving the $10 to y'all. Do y'all see what's going on now? Something I sacrificed so y'all can have $10. So why don't y'all sacrifice and get $10 back? It's always a catch to something, right? I know. But that's our monthly contest, the Full Face Radio 10 and 10 monthly contest will be held once a month. And do y'all want to know the date? Huh? Black Reporter?
Yeah.
You want to know the date? You want to know the date that's set?
Yeah.
Set?
Go right ahead.
Bum, 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 bum. Nope, I'm going to tell y'all tomorrow. I'm going to tell y'all Thursday. I was trying to leave you at the edge of your seat.
Mm-hmm.
Did it work?
That worked?
All right. So basically, that's how it's going to go down. We have a slew of other stuff coming up. Like I said, I'm always working, trying to find new things. The next thing we are going to have come up is the BBW Appreciation Month of November. November will be the official BBW Appreciation Month. And we'll have special guests and everything revolving around BBW's topics, chat topics, and everything. Speaking of chat topics, we ran out of some chat topics. So to keep the show fresh and going, we'd like to hear from you. If you have any suggestions or topics that you may have just lying around, email them to fullfantasyradio@gmail.com and let us know. And basically, we might even make a show out of it. 347-855-7372 is our 24/7 hotline. You can call in there with birthday shout-outs, song requests, shout-outs, just leave a message, and somebody at Phone Fantasy Radio will get it. Most likely me. That's it. That's what y'all missed. Princess?
Yep.
I know you got some things you want to tell us. No?
Nah. I care not to discuss it.
Aww. Where's baby Mike?
He's history.
Ah! Boo! No, we feel. I don't know how we feel about that. Black Reporter, how we feel about that?
If it's got to be done, it's got to be done. You know, you're always sad when a friend's relationship dies, but, you know, it's got to be done. You know, what has to be. But, know that we always have your back, Princess. Always.
Yes, we got your back, Princess. You know what? We should set Princess up on a virtual date.
Nah.
Princess, what you think, Princess?
Nah.
No, Princess? I'm sure there's some fine, sexy brother out there that needs a good woman in his life. I said virtual.
Yeah, I know.
You caught that, Lady C?
Virtual.
Mm-hmm. I did say virtual date. We're going to try that. I'm going to try that first, and then I'm going to let you know how it goes. All right, Princess?
Go ahead.
I'm going to try it first, and then I'm going to let you know how it goes. So if y'all listening to this broadcast and y'all want to be on a virtual date with a crush, y'all requirements will be, one, you have to have a webcam, okay? Two, you have to have a microphone. And three, you got to have speakers. Those are the three main requirements to go on a virtual date with LaCrush. I'll pay for everything.
Secret.
I'll pay for everything. We'll have burgers and fries. And we'll get to know one another and all that good stuff. All right? If you're interested, email me. PhoneFaceRadio@gmail.com. That's like my favorite email address, right?
Yep.
What you was going to say, Black Reporter?
It's real secrets. Anyway, there was a situation in which I heard of today, in which this woman was going out on a blind date in Wisconsin somewhere to the Olive Garden. They met. She got in his car as they were getting ready to go on, and he pulled out a gun on her. And
thank you,
her,
Black Reporter. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. No, Black Reporter always have a way of doing this to people.
Let me finish the story.
I'm not going to let you finish the story because you always do that. Why? Why do you always do that? We'll say something and then here you come with a negative story. You ain't say, oh, they got married. No. He got to pull out a gun on her.
No, I'm not. Well.
Didn't I just say that? Internet dating and all this, and then that just reminds you of a negative story?
Okay.
And then they wonder why. Then y'all wonder why men don't want to meet. Because the things that Black Reporter say, that's why niggas, the females don't want to meet other men off the computer. Only Black Reporter got to remind us of these things. I don't know how I feel about that, Black Reporter. Well, go ahead. Finish your story.
Well, the only thing was is the fact that after he robbed her of the $90, he went inside and had dinner off of her.
She didn't call the police or whoop his butt?
Nope. Well, I mean, he eventually called the police evidently, or else he wouldn't have known about it. So. But, yeah.
Only Black Reporter. Like I said, once again, this is something that Black Reporter would say. Only Black Reporter.
Okay.
All right, folks. So those are the three things going down right now. The crush is going to go on a virtual date. Like I said, we can go Dutch, but I think I'll pay for everything. Have to have a webcam. Have to have a computer.
Of your own. Of his own.
Of his own.
Yeah. Wait a minute, my sister needs to use the computer. My mom needs to get online.
Exactly. Let's not do that. Just reserve 2 hours for us. An hour for us. That'll work.
Mm-hmm.
That'll work. Just for us. An hour for us. We ain't got time for all that other stuff. All right. So, Black Reporter.
Yeah.
What about you? Are you going to go on a virtual date?
No, thank you.
Why
you
want
Black Reporter?
No, thank you.
You got your new haircut and everything?
Exactly. No? Okay, what about you?
Lady C?
Lady C.
I'll go once I get my computer up because I have all of that. I would love to do that. I'm game.
All right. We'll work on this. I'm going to set up some ground rules and we'll work on it. I'll make it look pretty and we'll see how it goes. You never know where virtual might end up. It might be a real day. maybe I'll pay for a date to some restaurant in somebody's area. I don't know. Anyway, let me ask you a question. Is it healthy for couples to sleep apart?
Interesting question.
If they snore loud, it's healthy.
It depends.
What does it depend on, Black Reporter?
It depends, well, a lot of times, health-wise, because people sleep in such weird ways, people need to, may have problems breathing, and maybe used to sleeping alone. And then, of course, a lot more people my age or, people.
Let's be realistic, Black Reporter.
Well, you asked.
Yeah, I understand. I asked, but you acting like this is something that happens to everybody. What's this, like 1 in 10?
If you're single and you get somebody, you want them right there with you.
True. I'll go ahead. I'll grant you that.
Not true. Not true. Only one hand man when raining.
No.
Why is it when the rain, when it start raining, you get the horniest? I don't know about y'all, but I do.
I don't know.
I'm like a little horn dog. I'm just like throwing it at you, like yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, now this part may be only in the south, but here in the rain on a tin roof.
What does that mean, Black Reporter? What about the tin roof, Black Reporter? Do that make your penis jump? What?
I don't have a fetus.
I'm done. You're muted, Black Reporter. You're muted, Black Reporter. I'm done. I'm not even gonna go there. I'm not even gonna say nothing about it. I'm just gonna mute you for right now because you're gonna make me respond, and I'm not gonna respond. See, lady, this is what I was talking about, lady. This is what I was talking about. Yeah. I'll mute you for a moment. I'll mute you because you're going to say something. You're going to make me respond. And it's
going to
be bad. I don't have my song right now, so I'm
going to
hold on. Let this moment pass.
All right. All right, Black Reporter. Let's start over, Black Reporter. It
tends to get you a little horny, yes. What tends to get you a little horny? The beating on the tin?
Yeah.
Okay.
The sound right. of a rain shower on a tin roof, yeah.
Okay. So more power to y'all. What about you, Lady C? The rain have magical powers upon you?
Oh, yes, the rain has great powers. But then I have a high sex drive anyway.
Don't we all?
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people don't admit it.
Right.
But no, that I don't want that. Yeah, I want it. Bring it here, baby.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. But it's hard when you're looking for Mr. Right. Because sometimes you end up with just Mr. Right now.
You know what? In those times, in those rainy occasions, Mr. Right now works perfectly.
Especially if he knows what to do right now.
Huh?
When he knows what to do right now. You
preach.
Don't have to give all of the directions. Wait a minute.
Preach.
No. That's a problem.
I don't know.
I have a question for everybody. Kissing. Is kissing a lost art? A lot of people don't kiss nowadays.
You know what? I was thinking about that earlier. I swear I was. I was thinking about that earlier, and sure enough, did cross my mind earlier. I was a little horny,
mm-hmm.
and I just it crossed my mind, like, yeah, kissing. And you know what? I, you gotta have a certain kind of mouth for me to want to do it.
Okay.
I'm serious. You gotta have a certain kind of mouth for me to want out with you. You gotta have those Jay-Z lips. You just want to suck on them.
Okay.
You gotta have Jay-Z lips. Like, that's the best way to describe them. One thing Jay-Z has is lips.
Yes, he does.
And you gotta, and if he got a little pout, let me tell you guys, y'all do pout. You know, very defined lips. Y'all pout. That bottom lip. I don't care if it's hanging a little bit, if it's a little curl there, a little curl. A little curl is sexy sometimes, you know, and They got to be soft, so use your chapstick. Don't be afraid to buy Blistex. Vaseline works as well, or, you know. But, yeah, I can see that. I can see that. A guy, you know, kissing. I don't know. Kissing needs to sucking needs to nibbling. And then nibbling needs to blindfold and hand ties. I mean, I'm sorry.
All of that.
We're talking about all that. All that leads to all that.
That's a lost card, though.
Leads to all of that.
That's
what
a
about
lost
you?
Card.
What about you, Princess? I know you're over there.
What's up?
What's up with you? What's those kissing? What's going on with you? Kiss? You don't kiss?
On the first date?
Whatever. Do you kiss at all? Like in your relationship?
I love to kiss. I love to kiss.
Yeah, baby. Public display of affection. What about that?
Hmm?
Well, your public displays of affection.
Anywhere, girl. Anywhere.
I don't know. Kissing can be appropriate. It just depends on how you do it.
True.
Yeah, you're sitting up there sticking your tongue down her throat and y'all in church, you know.
Some people don't know how to kiss.
Huh?
Some people don't know how.
True. So true.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just not in the best of mood tonight, but I'm
Yeah, we hear it. We hear it all in your throat. We hear it all in your throat. We wasn't going to say nothing, but we hear it all in your throat. Anyway, so call us up, 347-989-0767. 347-989-0767. Y'all can go ahead and join in the conversation. We are talking about any and everything. August the 3rd, actually. Woo! Summer almost over. As soon as we sneeze, summer going to be gone. School starts in a month.
Yep.
Woo!
Wait a month.
Send the motherfucking
school starts in 2 weeks here.
Uh-huh. School's gonna start in other places already. Sheesh.
Yeah. Sure.
We got the co-host, Black Reporter. We also got Princess FAA and also Lady C, our tri-slain of the story of the week winner. She's on here with us, giggling it up. And like I said before, we're talking about random miscellaneous things. Join us here Thursday, 11 p.m. as we do it all over again. That's Thursday, August 5th, 11 p.m. And like I said, if you have any song requests, dedication, shout-outs, birthday requests, any of that stuff, hit us up on the hotline, 347-855-7372. Visit our website, www.phonefantasyradio.com. As we already know, Black Reporter theme song did win. Clarence Carter, he be stroking. Right, Black Reporter?
It seems that way. And I appreciate all those who voted for me.
Love, I don't just make love, I be stroking.
Woo!
That's what I be doing.
That's what he be doing. Sit your ass down.
Hush, baby.
See, this is what I be talking about. I don't know who came up with this song impression or who told you to put this on the list. Because now that I listen to it, not only does that vision come alive, okay, not only your pants are still on the ground, the only difference is now you got a haircut. But you still got her in the same position with the same beads of sweat focused on that one spot. You can still hear the keys. And now I can hear you talking shit
with the song. Now we got some vocals to go with the song. Now y'all get this? He got his Dickies suit on, he got a little shirt on. Dickies on around his ankles, his tighty whities on around his ankles. He got her bent over, and she just, and he's like, I'm stroking. Like,
you know what?
This is a song that's probably stuck in his head. So now that he's there, this is the beat he's pumping her to. And he's really going to the left, and he's going to the right. Yes, this is the song. This is perfecto for my vision. I don't know why or who, but my vision. And then on top of that, it wins out of 5 or 4 other different songs. Black Reporter.
It drew a song that you picked.
Huh?
It drew a song that you picked.
Exactly. Clue the song I picked, which is only going to be silly. But, wow, Black Reporter, wow. Like, they well, this song would just happen to be on that wavelength, Black Reporter, and just stopped. You just threw the horn dog.
Hey.
You just in there, and you coming deep down, too. You just in it. Like, you saying it, but you're not saying it to her. You say it to yourself mostly, but it's just deep. You know, you have that deep, mode. And you're just stroking. I've been stroking. She's like, what? Not in. You like that? You like that?
You got it.
Exactly. That's exactly it. But do y'all understand? I'm just saying, are y'all getting my vision here?
I got it.
Y'all too wild.
The beads of sweat, though. That's the thing. The beads of sweat. The glasses are fogged up. You know, you take them off. You put them aside. And you just focus on that one spot on the wall. And that's the song that's going back and forth in your head.
Just be stroking it.
This whole first 30 seconds right here.
When I start making love, I don't just make love. I be stroking. That's what I be doing.
Y'all hear the keys stroking in the background?
Yeah.
I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. I stroke it to the woman that
and then you smack on her ass. Woo, Black Reporter.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got 45 minutes remaining in the clock. I'm going to go into this good old song break. I have to now because we got to come back and play Black Reporter's theme song now. So now we got one. Blah, 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 blah. You could join us.
And we can play it entirely.
You can join us at 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767.
Live your dreams. Live your dreams. Dream small. Dream small. Dream large. Dream large. Dream. Just dream. Dream real. Dream real. Dream light. Believe. Don't fall. Don't wait. Don't lose yourself. Believe your dream. Realize you need to want. You need to feel.
You need to feel.
Think it and just believe. Dream. Dream that you can make it. Dream real. Believe it real. Make it real. Don't dream. Just do it. Believe you can. Just believe and live. Live your dream. Live your life. Live your life. Dreams do come true.
I like this one, but this one's only for the lady, only for the lady. call them Miss Things, but I call them Miss Plays. I heard the nice tonight, for the grown and sexy. Meet me up at the club. If it's cool, you can text me. I'm bringing game to let you know that I'm all in. Too much to drink, we'll have them G-strings falling in strange places. I can tell by your slogan. You talking like that, and you be licking on my children. Cause my swag's legit, and bank accounts sitting heavy. Like Devin Campbell, you know I stay ready for them ladies up in here, looking grown and sexy. Tonight is fair game, so I'm up like a next G. So what you want? Is it cool or collar? Some call me money. I got a fist full of dollars, but tonight's the night. I just came to party, lay low, spit game, and leave with somebody. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. All them ladies up in here, let them know you're a player. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. Tell them ballers out there, there's women up in here. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. All them ladies take the money, play them dudes like they dummies. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. One time, it's 21 and older. Can I buy you a drink? Or better yet, can we go somewhere to think? It's up in here, Buddha music got it jumping. I'm trying to get to know you, but I can't hear nothing. So grab your drink and get close to me. Can I talk to you, boo, like I'm Joe to see? So what's your name? What's your number? Why you trying to fake me? I'm digging your swag, boo, I think you already. Cause I'm apple bottom and tank top, got you sexy. A couple more drinks and you'll be ready to sex me. I'm kidding, boo, I'm just trying to keep you talking. Between me and you, I'd rather see you walking. Cause the body is stacked and booty round like a bubble. I can tell by the night it's gonna be some trouble, so get up with me. I think you know where to find me. Up in the club, I got the hood behind me. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. All them ladies up in here, let them know you're the player. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. Tell them ballers out there, there's women up in here. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. All them ladies take the money, play them dudes like they dummies. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. Let's get it, let's get it. All them ballers come out where they grown and sexy hangs. After 12 o'clock, you know it's time to do my thing. So tell the DJ to slow it down a little bit. I'm trying to get up with Mark. Come on, boo. Who you with? You're in the ATL or the city of game. With more ballers in the hood than the Hall of Fame. So what's your favorite drink? So tell me what you're sipping on. Money ain't a thing, so I ain't tripping on the cost of your drink. Cause I know that you want it. I throw paper on ground like Chris Paul from the Hornets. That's how we do. When the hood's up in hell, on them sexy women, put your drinks in the air and let them know it goes down every weekend. It starts with the drinks and then they'll be freaking. So call up your friends and let them know it's going down. Where y'all at? Up in the A-town. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. All them ladies up in hell, let them know you're a player. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. Tell them ballers out there, it's women up in here. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. All them ladies chase the money, play them dudes like they dummies. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy.
I'm not gonna cry.
Wow.
I'm sorry. My bad. Was I really talking, holding the whole conversation on mute? I'm sorry. Hold the whole conversation on mute. I apologize. So sorry about that. You're listening to Full Fantasy Radio. Shout out to Erin that's in the room right now. Chopping it up with us. Princess, are you there?
Yes, I'm still with y'all.
Was I gone for a minute?
Oh, yeah. I was wondering what was going on. I was like, okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm having a whole conversation. I have two phones hooked up, and I thought one was off. So one was off on mute. So that's why y'all couldn't hear me. I was on mute, actually. All right. Let me backtrack. We just talked about miscellaneous things. We talked about the Full Fantasy Radio 10 and 10 monthly contest coming this month. You can win $10 by listening to Full Fantasy Radio. We're going to reveal the trivia date on Thursday at 11 p.m. right here. What else? You can go to the website, www.fullfantasyradio.com. Black Reporters did get a brand new theme song. We no longer can play Pants Up. This is his new theme song. It's called Clarence, by Clarence Carter. It's called Stroking.
When I start making love, I don't just make love, I be stroking.
There we go.
That's his brand new theme song. On the next note, I'll come up with a theme song. We just haven't figured out which one it's going to be yet. But we'll have some choices out there for everybody. Go ahead and go vote. Black Reporter, welcome back. I was asking people, is kissing still alive? And Iron says, hell yes.
Is it still alive?
It's kissing.
Of course,
kissing still alive? And is it healthy for couples to sleep apart? He says, hell no. Also, Aaron says he loves soft lips. Ooh. What are you going to say about
Aaron? I don't just say pay attention to lips, but by the same token, I was getting ready to say that kissing is still alive among the older generation. Among the younger generation, I should get back. It depends on who you're dating lately. Most of your older generation, those who are, I want to say, in their 30s and above, tend to like to kiss. Unless that's not how you were raised. And I've noticed that a lot of people these days, if they're going out and being single again, are not into kissing. It's a personal preference, I suppose. But,
okay. Only Black Reporter. The question is, do you try and aid those that can't kiss? I say no, not really, because it becomes a turn off when I gotta sit up here and teach you how to kiss, and it's just it's just so uncomfortable. Turn off. What about you, Becca?
It would take away from the feelings. So if I've gotta tell you what I like, it should be automatic. I mean, it should be. Well, and now, don't get me wrong, I would enjoy talking about it beforehand if we had time to talk about it and what each other likes and everything, but, you know, I don't want to have to sit there and say, oh, don't kiss at your teeth or whatever or something like that, you know. don't bite my tongue when you're kissing me or something like that. Don't bite tongue. Crush, you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Huh?
Yes. No, I'm here.
Okay.
All right, folks. We got 26 minutes remaining on the clock, Jackson. Black Reporter, so if you are listening to the show and there is something that you would like to talk about on the show, you could definitely hit us up at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. That's phonefantasyradio@gmail.com.
You can also leave us a message at our hotline number at 347-855-7372. That's 347-855-7372. That number is open 24/7. And you think of something in the middle of the night, and you say, I got to let them know this. I got to tell them this. Bingo. There you go. Let the call, let us know.
Okay. Sounds like a plan, lady. See you back in the building.
Yeah, I'm back.
All right, Black Reporter. That's the way we're going to do things out here. We're going to go into this last music set. I want to thank Princess FAA for showing up and showing out. And Lady C, thank you for calling up, Black Reporter.
Crush. Got a question for you. We haven't heard, or we haven't gotten to them yet, about your selections. For your song.
My song?
Yeah.
Say that again?
Well, do you have any thoughts what could be your song?
No.
Okay.
What about
so in other words,
so
yeah, in other words, it's up to us.
Yeah, it's up to y'all. We had to pick y'all. We had everybody pick your songs, right? So we'll have the people pick our fives, and you know we'll have them vote on it.
True.
So, who is it gonna land to? Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyway, like I said before, thank y'all for all tuning in. Black Reporter, you got anything else you want to add?
Just that we really didn't have anything planned for tonight, to be honest with you, and that's why we seem like we're winging it, because to be honest with you, we are. But hopefully Thursday we will have our SHIT together, and we will give you the music and the information that you want. Once again, we always take suggestions from you at 347-855-7372, 347-855-7372, or at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, and that's always your line to us when we're not on the air. And we'll be back here Thursday night at 11 Eastern, 10 Central, and you got any set to take us out with, Crush? The Crush.
Yep.
You have a set to take us out with?
What, do I have a song?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do have a song. You sing a little intro singing, a little outro singing.
Okay. What time there was has ceased to be, this is no more. Yesterday is gone, forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here yet. Don't worry about it. Today. If you're make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. And of course, didn't play everything you want to hear. You heard everything she played. Now go run and tell that. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you in a little while. And remember, you are in. And we, that means La Crush and Black Reporter, are out. Have a good one. We will see you on Thursday.
All right, Black
Report.
Sorry, people.
I love her. I am a woman who loves a woman. I love this one woman, and her name speaks to me through the softest of lips.
Baby, I love you.
I love you. I see in her what she sees in me.
I see you, baby.
My shining star. Her body is what I need. Every note in music cries when she hits her peak. Like the world, she glows while she's submerged in sheets. I love to look at her. Don't want to talk anymore when she's in front of me. From the curl of her lips when she smiles to the sway of her thighs defined.
Touch me.
I can't help but to watch her. I mean her sensuous beauty.
I
am attracted. And damn, she haunts my dreams. My eyes are tracing the small of her back on down curvy thick hips looking sweet and wide. The look in her eyes smile warmly at me. I just realized I am in love.
I'm in love with you.
She speaks to me lovingly, even when nothing is said. I am addicted to her. My beautiful opium dream makes even nightmares sweet. And I'll wait any time and any place for her to feel like I am who she needs.
Anytime.
She is my heart's song, and as violins play to her melody, I dance to the rhythm of her love while notes beat against our skin.
Touch me.
She stands in front of mirrors and is never hung up on vanity, but recognizes self-love and she appreciates her worth. And watches the mirror reflect the body of this divine lady. I love knowing this is how she feels because she feels what I feel and she sees what I see. And I am her and she is me. And together we love and will die complete. Not narcissist love, but a woman's mind, body, and soul realize my opium dream is me. And with her, I am satisfied. The lesbian in me honors her verbally, loves her emotionally, respects her mentally. And physically, there's no hesitation to what good I'm capable of giving her. She, I mean me, the woman whose affirmation is to love indefinitely, respects her mind's creativity. I love her because she is four times the lady. My queen and my light who stays at my side, never strays and leaves me broken. She is my beacon, and hope floats off her touch, a true soldier to love, in our life's long bond.
My beacon.
And with every fiber of my being,
with every fiber of my
I love her with all that is in me.
Off to see my girlfriend, but I didn't want no one to tell. When I drove back into my driveway, my wife was ringing my neighbor's back doorbell. I have been feeling kind of funny, but I've never called her wrong. She had a house coat across her shoulder, and that's all my wife had on.
Now will you do this all the time? Ain't no need of getting mad at me. Now you call it cheating, baby, but oh, I call it equal opportunity.
She kept on saying the same old thing, but I didn't want to hear that no more. Please don't say it no more, baby.
wash your clothes and I keep your house clean. You go off when you get ready. Now I know you know I've got other needs. I love you because you're my husband. You done caught me in the wrong, there ain't no doubt. But when you build a fire and leave, someone gotta put it out.
I'm as much woman as you are man, so honey, don't be mad with me. Now you call it cheating, baby. Oh, I call it, honey, I call it equal opportunity.
Oh, I didn't want to hear that no more. She kept on saying the same old thing. Equal opportunity. Listen, she said, first of all, you came back early, and most of the time, you stay a little late. Something must be wrong where you went, so let's go in the house and get it all straight.
I know you're mad, sad, and blue, and you don't want your underwear to touch you, baby. Old Sam's got some mean movements, and I learned them all so I can teach you. Now get your set together, baby. Ain't no need in getting mad at me. Now you call it cheating, baby. But oh, I call it equal opportunity.
I just didn't want to hear that no more. Equal opportunity. She kept on saying the same old thing. Over and over again. Equal opportunity. She said, you can do it to me, baby.